Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Well, you know, just it's a sad, been a sad couple of days, but, you know, it's life. So we're moving on.
I hear you. Now, tell me about how you first met Levon.
Oh, Levon, that goes back to the, he was in high school. And he was Marvel, Arkansas. And we were, it's a long, long story how I got there and all that. But anyway, the guitar player that was playing with me, the Rockabilly Cat, had a cousin that played piano who knew a kid that played drums. And that was Levon. And that's how we met in Marvel, Arkansas, I guess 1956, 57, somewhere in there. And that's the group I brought to Canada.
Wow. And how talented was he?
Well, he was gifted as he could be. In my opinion, Levon could have gone on to Juilliard or anywhere he wanted because he had that kind of, you know, brain power. He was blessed with smart genes, Levon was. But he really had that musical stuff in him, you know. Real, whatever it was, he had it.
And that, the band obviously was very special. What grabbed you about them and what made you bring them on up here?
Well, my first group up here now was the Rockabilly group, and they were an unbelievable band, too, for Rockabilly times. We'd have never made it without that guitar player, Jimmy Ray Paulin. There wouldn't have been any band or Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks or nothing. He was the key to the highway for the first two or three years because Levon and I didn't know enough yet as we went.
Yeah.
But we got up here, and then, of course, Levon became a leader of the band. He practiced them. We picked the songs, put the rhythm, put the arrangements down, and I had a hard enough time learning the words. but he was my right arm, left arm, and both legs. Levon was.
And what kind of a guy was he in life?
Do what?
What kind of a guy was he to hang out with?
Well, the years he was with me, he was the funniest. Laughed. We had more fun. Joked. Did everything. In later years, it kind of turned because of the use of too many heavy drugs through the years. It changed his personality.
Right. And had you been in touch with him at all?
I haven't heard from Levon in about two or three years. I've left messages and tried to get through, but he didn't call back. But his office is calling back these last 2 days, and they wanted to get a hold of me while he was still conscious, and they didn't get through to me.
Oh, right.
But he's semi-conscious the last time they called, you know. I mean, he's out of it. They want me to talk to him on the phone. He's not talking, but just see, there might be a chance he's hearing me.
Right, right, yeah. Well, it's a very sad day, but...
It's a sad one, but yeah. What a life that young boy's had. I mean, they had some fun, that band did.